talk to you. You're a Long Island. Can we talk?
Absolutely.
J-Bone, where are you from?
Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Milwaukee. Fresh. Bro, J-Bone, listen to me. Man to man. Bro, you got the Brian Alvarez thing going on. What's going on over there with the headphones, bro? What's going on there with the
thing?
J-Bone, talk to me. J-Bone, what do you
I didn't wax today.
Oh, very nice. Okay. All right. A little too much information for me, but that's okay.
Put on the Little Mermaid, give my baby Ruthie's be fine.
Too many Christmas.
In my ass.
I just banged your wife.
Into this garbage show again that I'm on.
Total nonstop impact.
My name's John, capital letter E, period, Bravo. And you're listening to the Total Nonstop Impact Podcast.
This is the Jawjacking Tuesday Night Impacting. His mother called him son because he shines like one. Mocha skin manimal, Rohit Raju. And you are watching Total Nonstop Impact.
This is Taya La Huera Loca, and you are listening to Total Nonstop Impact.
The Walking Weapon, Josh Alexander, and you're listening to Total Nonstop Impact.
We are the Rascals. You are listening to Total
Nonstop Impact
Podcast, baby.
Woo!
And what you're really listening to is Total Nonstop Impact. Don't you dare miss a lesson. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
Sitting here, you guys got a 15-minute intro of putting yourselves over while I'm sitting here and watching J-Bone and Kalon and you're 15. I never saw a 15-minute intro of three guys putting themselves over.
This is the good stuff.
Oh. Well, welcome back, everybody. Total Nonstop Impact Talk for Impact Fans, featured right here on the TNL Network and RussosBrand.com. What's going on, everybody? This is Trell. I'm my co-host, J-Bone Alicia. Special guest tonight, the front row legend himself, Bill Gardner's in the house. And Kalon, Kyle, KL, whatever the hell you want to call him, will be bursting in here one of these days. I like calling him
late as usual.
Kalon. I prefer Kalon. I really do like the Kalon.
He hates it.
I know he hates it. I don't care if he hates it. It doesn't matter to me at all.
Manny hasn't seen Kalon. Where the hell's Kalon?
It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Show goes on. Total Nonstop Impact, the number one most listened to Impact Wrestling review show of all time. Man, I should say of all time. But right now in the world, today is here. Everybody, ladies and gentlemen, what's happening? Bill's the newcomer to the main show. I'm going to start with Bill. Bill, how are you doing today?
Doing good. Had a nice watch along with J-Bone, and you joined in as well. We had some guest appearances by Kalon. But it was Bob made his debut. Love Bob.
For those who don't know, tell us who Bob is. Who doesn't know? Tell us who Bob is. Bill, tell us what's Bob? What's Bob?
He's a big Impact fan, from what I gather. He's a little different. He's unique. He hangs out at a school. He's purple.
be careful where that goes.
Let's
good behavior then.
We're gonna cut that right there. What's happening today? What's going on?
Well, we barely made it here, folks. We barely made it here. That was woof.
It was a rough go tonight, huh, guys? This was the Impact stream was wonky today. Today was a little weird. Now, Alicia, you watch it on Access. You had no trouble.
Yes, right? No trouble at all.
It was the struggle
bus. Lucky me, huh?
Yes. Which people rode the struggle bus today? This was tough. Hour one was tough.
Show of hands, kids.
Yeah. Whoever watched it on Twitch definitely knows the pain we went through today. But we made it. You know, we were able to piecemeal it together. They are, now real quick, we're going to be rivaling Impact they're going to replay the hour one on Twitch, like right now. I think they're starting it now. So we are rivaling it. We were going to go do the show anyway without thinking we're going to have to rival something. But if you feel so compelled, pull in and out. I do notice the numbers are reflecting that, guys. Obviously, the people are watching hour one right now. We might catch them in about a half hour. So
that's all right. That's all right.
So we'll catch up. So Jay, it was like the first 25 minutes, right, that had the issue just about?
It was more like 45 minutes. We got about 10 minutes of that first hour. Yeah. It's a little rough, but we got results. We'll talk about it. I mean, we could talk about the big picture. We're not going to talk about super details of the match, but you know, we got a majority of it, so we're good.
All right, sounds good. July 7th, 2020, we're going to jump into. Before we do, any news we want to talk about? We got anything on the plate news wise? Anything pop?
You guys swing?
Do I don't know if we do or not. He's Johnny Swinger all over again. The MVP of the show. We're gonna talk about
it. Sue Swinger.
Sue Swinger side. I was saying Swinger side. Sue Swinger. I like Sue Swinger. That's good too. Real quick, everybody. I want to welcome again any Russo brand members. I gotta say it's at the top of the show. You guys, the Russo brand family. How about making us feel welcome this week? Our debut on the Russo brand already exceeded all of our numbers anyway. Like, you guys blew us out. We're only on the YouTube there too. He's got us on a probation, Jay. You know, it's like Vince doesn't trust. He's been in our house. Yeah. And he's still going to put us in a probation. We don't get the audio. We get the video feed only. I'm not complaining, but
very thankful. Very thankful.
But the video people, the Russo people, you guys delivered for us. We appreciate it. Go tell Vince you like it, because I think he knows.
Thank you.
Well, you guys have made us. It was a really good debut week. We're glad you're back with us this week. This will be on the Russo brand as well, affiliated just a couple days after this live stream here. All right. So anything, Jay, you got any news you want to talk about before I didn't mean to cut you off. You were going to go into something there.
Oh, no, it's all right. There was a certain former Aces and Eights member showing off some leather. I guess, let's see, the term I screwed up on last week was a cut. It's a cut. Yes. He showed off his cut. I saved my job for another week here. It was Briscoe. Wes Briscoe showed off his cut, showed Aces and Eights. What do you think, folks? Do you want to see him back?
All right, let me start with Alicia. She's making a face about this Wes Briscoe. Do you want to see him back?
Oh, no, sorry. That's just my face, how I wear it, you know. No, I have no personal feelings about it other than it should be really exciting if they're not trolling the shit out of us.
I think it's one of the things. Bill, give me your opinion on this. You've been there forever. Bill has been there from the Aces and Eights in, you know, the inception. He saw a lot of this happen. But I personally think, and give me your opinion, I think that the fact is everybody's having fun with the tees, and they're all just like, hey, if we can get in on this tease and boost our little buzz up, we should boost our buzz up. And Impact's not saying no, right? It doesn't hurt, right?
Impact's not. I think there's been a few guys out there definitely playing up that angle, jumping in on the buzz. Who knows? It's good for Impact. It gets them the buzz too. Absolutely. But it's definitely good for them, especially in the Aces and Eights. Wes Briscoe, him and Garrett Bischoff were kind of at the bottom rung of the Aces and Eights. I know we've talked about it before. Any for like a one-off short storyline, I'm open to almost anybody coming back to help that storyline.
So we talked about this the other day, Alicia. We talked about it on the Sunday show on the open forum that we were on. And we talked about basically going back to a territory kind of system, like bring them in, short run, do a little program. Like the tapings that are going to follow Slammiversary, you're getting like 6 weeks of tapings or whatever it is, right? So that's a full program. So let's say you bring some guys in, you pay them for appearance, you do a program, then you move on. It's like we don't need Wes Briscoe for a contract, but if there's a story in 6 weeks, right? Like, are you opposed to that? I'm not opposed to that.
I'm not opposed to it at all, especially since we've been known to bring people in short stints anyway. So what? I think it works fine for our company. So
I think it's cool. I think it's like get a little stint out of them, have some fun. All right, you guys move on, you know, and we'll get somebody else in just territory style. J-Bone, you're old enough to remember the territory. Not a knock on your age or anything, but you remember when Rhodes and Rhodes and Briscoe Senior were making those territories. I mean, come on now. Remember those days, right, Jay?
Well, I tell you, back in my day. No, but on seriousness, I'm not seeing an absolute ton of love for Briscoe. But let me tell you, over on that other little brand that I run for a few years now called Smash This Podcast, I was doing reviews for a while on Ring Warriors. And that was done out of Vegas with several different indie names, local names to the Vegas scene, including Wes Briscoe.
Oh, he was on there?
I could tell you that from his time in Impact, where I don't want to use the word green. I mean, he'd been in the biz for a while. He started out in FCW and then, became a tag team champ and then got let go. I forget all the details, but, he spent some time in Impact Wrestling, kind of went under the wing of one Kurt Angle, I believe, if I remember that correctly, for a while, that became part of Aces and Eights. And then after that, I don't think too much happened to him, unfortunately. But I can tell you this, the guy is in tremendous shape. And the guy has greatly improved his in-ring skill. I'll say it's similar to an old school, and not goofy like Swinger, but old school like Swinger. Okay, so I'll compliment him at that, and I'll say I'll give him a thumbs up if he does show up for an Aces and Eights run.
All right, fair enough, man. We'll see. I'm not opposed to anybody coming in, have a run, move on. Get some fresh talent and cycle it. You got your baseline talent and you cycle in the rest territory style. Totally not opposed to it. But I do like, guys, that everybody is getting in on this. Like I said, right down to Wes Briscoe, they're all teasing it. And by the way, that Briscoe, that cut looks, that's an original cut. You could tell that was some weathered shit. That had been through some of that garbage that got thrown at Lockdown 2013. So like it had that stain on it. So that was, that's pretty cool. These guys all kept their stuff. So, listen, I'm excited about it, and we got another tease tonight which we're going to talk about at the end of the show. So, since it's late, guys, we got to jump right into the review. Don't want to keep anybody too long. Alicia and Bill and Kalon, whenever he gets in here, our East Coasters, late night for them. For all you other East Coasters, we're going to jump right in. So, let's do it, J-Bone. What do you say? Should we jump right into July 7th review? I'm going to make it official, guys. I'm going to put the banner up. Look at that. Boom. There goes the banner. We're going right into the review.
There we go. Yeah, I mean, there's been a lot of – I don't want to cover, like, all the million little promos we've seen from EC3 and all the other little – everybody wanting to show up on the 18th. We've seen them. We've talked about them on the side shows, too. So, but, yeah, everyone knows who's rumored to come and who may come.
Could be anybody. At this point, seriously, all – the game's on. Anybody to show up, come on in. But we opened up today's show, guys. This was cool. This was great. Because our friend Mark, friend of the show, was very excited about. He's like, I hope the women's tag gets at least like 20 minutes because it's such a packed match. Like, look who's in it. Rosemary and Taya with John E. Bravo in the corner taking on Kylie and Susie. And he's like, dude, I hope they get time. And then when it opened up the show, he texted me. He's like, shit, it's opening. They're totally going to get at least 20 minutes. Unfortunately for Twitch watchers, we had a little trouble getting through the 20 minutes. But from what we saw, Bill, this was a pretty damn good match. I went back and watched it on the YouTube channel after we went off the air.
I did. I went right after the show, and that's what I caught. I caught the rest of that because pretty much we saw the beginning. But pretty much as soon as like Kylie went on her run in that match, especially with Rosemary and then with Taya, that's what we missed out on originally. And you really saw like that elevation there with Kylie, obviously defeating the longest reigning Knockouts champion in history in that match. But Rosemary, the new gear she was wearing in that match, very cool. And I know we were talking in the watch along, they were matching. So definitely that Knockouts tag team title looks like it could be something because you had Kylie and Susie in the pink, and then kind of like the purplish dark blue with the other team. So kind of almost matching, like they're kind of scheming together to be teams. So
good eye.
Yeah, that's really – I didn't catch that. Alicia, I don't know about you, but I didn't catch that.
Oh, yeah, I caught that.
Did you? Okay. Let me ask you a question, Alicia.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, to me, I'm really thinking, like, Rosemary is and not because the character's similar, like the Gothic Dead character type, but I truly feel as the years go on, she is, like, that Undertaker-level for the Impact Women, like, Knockouts locker room. Like, she is
absolutely.
That, you know, she's like the chief of that Knockouts locker room to me. I just see her in such a respected light. You know, as she just gets old, going on and on, and longer
she gets better and better. She's like fine wine.
Full evolution all the time, right? Like, there's always it seems like every taping. Am I wrong? But every taping, she has a new element to the character.
It's true. It's true. She's got a full grasp of what she's trying to do with that, and I love every minute of it. From the beginning to when she first appeared, all the way to now, it's been one classic after another.
I love it.
Hall of Famer status right there.
No, she definitely is. I mean, watch the debut of Decay. Bill, I think you were there live when Decay debuted, right?
Oh, lucky.
Yeah, that was in Bethlehem. Her first appearance was Bethlehem.
When she slinked out through that ramp, you watched the debut of Rosemary today. And, I mean, that was 2016, I want to say.
2016, yeah.
2016.
Yeah, it was the kickoff show, yeah.
Look at that evolution of that character. I mean, that is like, she just gets better and better. I mean, she went down with a bad injury last year, too, and she just gets better. And I'm not going to lie, you could tell the injury definitely took something out of her. No question about it. She's not as reckless. She's obviously a little more careful. I mean, she's got to be mindful of her time in the ring and all that stuff, too. But man, what she may have slowed down with on, like, let's say some reckless moves or some insane spots, she's making up with character constantly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. For
sure.
Exactly. Oh,
she's fantastic. So I know Jay's nailed a big fan. Yeah, so good. Jay, I know you're down for a good goth character. Kaylani. Oh, okay, wait a minute. We're getting the hot. I'm getting something. Russo's introduced.
In his logo wear.
The local man is in the house. Oh, I feel terrible for you people. This show sucks without me. I'm just listening oh man, these people need me, you know?
Well,
it shows garbage. I'm gonna
watch nice of you to finally show up.
Yeah, that's nice.
With my I'm going to watch the ticker.
If you actually, if the ratings actually increase with you here, I'm I'm not going
I don't like the name Kaylon, by the way, but
I love Kaylon.
Sticking. If Vinny Bro Russo calls me Kaylon, I guess, you know, I can't.
That's your gimmick now.
Yeah,
that's
your gimmick, man. I can't refuse that. Can't deny
everybody
that.
Everybody comment with Kaylon.
Kaylon. No, don't do that. Don't do that.
Before we go on, there's a guy, it's new news there, Jeff Gann. Says his dad was a wrestler in WCW. Who was your dad? I'd love to know this. Tell me it was Jerry Flynn, and I'm going to freak out. Remember Jerry Flynn? Remember Jerry Flynn? All right. Kyle, we're just talking about the opening match. Hold on.
Austin Aries, I told him, if you want to be on the T&I wall, you have to wear the KN95 mask. If you want to be here, Austin, you have to wear your mask.
Wear the mask.
If you take that mask off, I'm ripping the 8x10 right off and burning it right here on the show. So, Mr. AA, you want to wear that? You have to wear that mask.
There you go. Good man. Good man.
Nice call up.
Very nice. Kaylon. Look, it's sticking, man.
Oh, Kaylon, real quick, did you ever find anyone who wanted that Tessa shirt?
Apparently nobody wants it, so we're going to do it one more time. Who wants the Tessa shirt? Trent's paying for shipping. It's yours.
Well, what are the grounds here, though? What are we basing the thing on, though? Like, are they just going to say yes? I want it?
I got it this time. I'm changing it. Before, I was like, oh, you got to insult Trent. You got to insult J-Bone. That's not right. That's mean. You know, that's not right. I beat on you guys. I can't have the listeners beat on you guys, too. And then I'm thinking, those funny pictures that Zach Bonifer always makes, like, we definitely have one laying around here somewhere.
Oh, man.
Oh, yes. Right here. A personal favorite of mine. Pastamania. So the challenge is to any listener, make a funny picture with one of our faces. Tag us at We Talk Impact on Twitter. We're going to pick the funniest one, and then you get the Tessa shirt and a whole bunch of other stuff. I'm going to give you a scumbag brown bag.
Give you a mental high five.
Hold on a second. Zach Bonifer, not that I agree with all of his artwork, has submitted like 78 pictures. And now you're going to put up a bet that says, if you submit a photo, I'll get
I'm making the troops calling them. What's the point of having soldiers if you can't use them?
If I was a listener to this Joe. I'd be like, that is the worst contest criteria.
Greatest contest ever. Oh, what?
He
what?
Submitted like 70 pictures.
I don't care about wrestling, Trent.
But does he want a Tessa shirt? That's the question.
All right.
Well, that's why I'm going to do the scum bag, brown bag, and I'm going to throw in a whole bunch of goodies, and Trent's going to pay for the shipping.
Yeah, I paid for the shipping last time.
And anyway, if you added me into a picture, you're definitely not going to win. I'm just putting that out there. If you want to win, you really got to go for Beavis and Butthead over here.
Jiminy Christmas.
Kyle,
one of these goofs. One of these morons.
Kyle, it is late for some of these people. We got to keep going here.
Oh, right. What is that? What is that?
Look
who
at
made
this.
That? Who did that?
Oh, well.
Where did they get that picture? Look, what is that? Is that a screen grab from the show?
Where did that picture come from?
And it's dancing? It's dancing?
Superimposed over Columbia from the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Oh, my God.
The contest is over. There is no contest.
Alon was doing a step to the left.
And a step to the right.
Okay, I don't know what to say. Wow. I have these great ideas in the effort to embarrass you guys. It just blows up in my face.
Yeah.
I want to know.
We have no shame. It's kind of hard to do at this point.
I want to know who did that.
That's courtesy of this guy. I got that during the watch along.
Just give him the fucking shirt.
Does he want the shirt?
Absolutely. Zach, do you want the shirt even?
Okay. I'm going to have an eye on the Twitter page.
Serious Tessa inquires only.
Oh, you're getting a scumbag brown bag. You're getting a whole bunch of stuff I stole from Trent.
I don't even want to know what's in that brown bag.
Good Lord. All right. I stole from Trent's house.
All right, listen.
Microwave.
Let's keep going here, gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen. Now, do you guys think? Now, Kylie tapped out Taya. There's something huge on this. Big. What is this?
Oh, yeah.
To? What are we thinking here?
Women's tag team division.
All right, this could very well be it. This could very well be the seeds planted for that tag team division.
I'm going to say it every week until it happens.
I don't think they're going to put it at Slammiversary, though. I don't see it happening then. They got the gauntlet, you know?
Yeah, that's the only reason. But they might introduce it.
They might.
They might have like a ceremony and be like, oh, look at women's tag team belts, and now you guys can all have another belt.
Good point. Bill, you've been to several Slammiversaries. There's always been an announcement at Slammiversary. It's either Hall of Fame or something going on, TV deal, whatever it is. It's at Slammiversary. Am I correct? Like, there's always something that gets announced.
Obviously, we already know about Ken going in the Hall of Fame, I guess at Bound for Glory. It would make sense. I think there's already so much potentially going on at Slammiversary with the new signings, the new arrivals, that might be kind of enough of a thing there. But I think we're definitely going in maybe even these next couple episodes on this tag division. They're definitely playing up that angle for sure. So.
It's definitely being played up, no question about it. So it could happen.
I think someone was mentioning maybe even there's new belts again.
Yeah, well, Moose was teasing something. I think he was just restrapping his belt with the white strap is what I think was happening. I don't know. I don't know. We'll find out. Unless Moose is going to come out with an old knockout style, too. I don't know what's happening at this point. We got Chris Bay. This is another segment that got choppy during the stream, but you can watch it on the Twitter. Chris Bay and Johnny Swinger. Swinger's pissed off that he's banned from ringside during his match with Willie. And he says he's going to grab a protein shake and see if he can change the referee's mind. So,
Invest in Access TV, you bunch of bums watching on Twitch. Access TV is where the party is.
Yeah.
Apparently. I don't have to have Melissa Santos messing up with the volume. I don't have none of that. I get great Access TV commercials. I get to hear about Ringo Starr.
Peace and love.
They did play the one song at the end of the show that my dad used to sing to me to go to sleep when I was a kid. So I don't even know the name of the song, but the Ringo song,
you gotta understand that actually that's a fake Ringo Starr. The real Ringo Starr died in a car accident, had a lookalike contest. And if you play the Beatles songs backwards, they tell you that the real Ringo Starr.
I thought that was Paul McCartney. That was Paul. That's why he's barefoot and
Paul,
when they're
idiot.
Walking across Abbey Road.
No, that was Ringo. Everybody knows that was Ringo.
Paul, you moron.
That was Ringo. Everybody
anyway, I think the song you're thinking of is "Good Night" from the White Album.
My uncle,
yes, thank you.
Contest. He did.
You got it, Trent.
All right. All right, Kyle, you come in here and you've pissed off Ingrid. She's pissed off that you walked in and it's off the rails.
You took it off the rails.
Good. I you know what though? Every time that happens, Ingrid is specifically the person complaining about it. So I do it for her. I think about Ingrid when I come into the show and throw everything off the rails. I do.
Well, that's her job. She's got to keep control.
That's what Alicia does.
My dog is about to start barking. Sorry.
I heard something.
All right. All good.
All right. That's four-way tag team match. TJP and Fala. We should get a name for these guys. I don't know. I feel like we need a name for these guys. TJP and Fala, Reno Scum, Triple XL, JC Romero, Larry
Let's
D.
Get it in the comments, folks. Let's hear a tag let's team name, a name for TJP.
Yeah, let's name a team.
Let's name the team.
And whoever has the best answer, I'll give you a Tessa Blanchard t-shirt.
How many of these shirts do you have?
They probably have like a lot of them in stock. They should be giving them away or donating them to a foreign country.
There is someone in the room who actually likes Tessa, though. So take him into consideration.
There is one guy. Florida, Ingrid's the floor director of our show, too. We might need to get her patched on a screen here. So she can just like, you know, wrangle us when we need to.
Wrangle us and with one of those old timey hooks, pull us off the stage.
Like, come on,
I feel like Ingrid only has beef with me. She doesn't have beef with anybody else on the show.
Well, you're the scumbag.
And I want you to know that I ain't scared. Interviewer.
I ain't scared, Ingrid.
Because we ain't scared of nobody. If any one of them wanted to run up right now, you know what I'm.
Run up, Ingrid.
This is Armageddon. I think
Eli
Washington. Right now.
If Eli Washington's naming the team, or if he's saying the show is Armageddon right now.
Alicia can wrangle them too. No. Alicia's in control of
them. She's part of the show.
Who is this Alicia Brunton? Listen up. What is your name? Alicia, how do you pronounce your last name?
Alicia.
When have you been on the show? I don't know whether to say congratulations or I'm sorry. I got a couple questions. How did you get hooked up with three freaky gentlemen to do a podcast like this? Like, where does your life go wrong? How does your life go drastically this bad that, like, this is the culminate? Is this the greatest thing you've ever done in your life? Because if it is, I'm sorry for you.
Yeah, it's harsher and harsher
every week. Every time. Week. It hurts every time.
You know, it ages like fine wine. Every time we play it, it's just a little more brutal.
Jay Bone's got something
to say. What's up, Jay?
Our apologies to the people in Germany that commented on our last video on Russo's brand. Blame these guys. I just.
Oh, yeah. The German fan. The German
listeners.
Hold on a second.
I'm a 100% German. All of my parents, grandparents, everybody's from Germany. So I want to say that's my family out there. I don't want any beef with my family. Those are my people out there.
They hate you.
And hey, you better behave yourself then, Kalon.
Right, let me set up the next match. People, it's Kalon.
Hey, who's clicking that? No, stop
I don't know,
that.
You. All right. TJP File, Reno Scum, Triple XL, and the Deaners. This had a little interference too. I like this match a lot because I think Triple XL and the Deaners got to shine, especially Jake got to really shine this match. And I think the Triple XL is really starting to come into their own every week more and more. And keep in mind, AC is in better shape now than he was during these tapings. So AC is even looking better. I think they're really starting to gel, man. And then, Jake got an awesome win. Jake took out Larry D with that kind of like that almost like not a choke slam, but it's kind of like a weird side slam, sidewalk type slam move that he does. It's a strong boy right there, but good win for the Deaners, good win for Jake. I think everybody looked good, but it was weird because what happened in the middle of it is TJP and Fala and Reno Scum ended up brawling to the back, and we picked that up in a second. That was a little choppy. Let's talk about this match for a second, though, guys.
Oh, hold on. Let's talk about Millard Harris's comment. Trent, you look older and older every flashback. And you know, while we're on the topic of that, I want to point something out. Trent, you put up a picture today in this like creepy leather vest. It wasn't cool. Like it was just creepy. And anyway, in the picture, you looked like 70. Like your hair was white. Like it was really gray. And right now, I'm looking at you, and you look pitch black. And you have had to have taken that picture a couple hours ago. Are you telling me you freshly dyed the hair just for this show?
It's the lighting, man. It's lighting.
No, I'd see I'd see spider webs all over the place.
You're terrible.
Take this bastard's comment off. I don't need to see this comment.
You know, for like 5 minutes.
I'm not dying my hair. Hey, is it a crime? I'm in freaking quarantine. I'm not dying my hair. Give me a break. Maybe I'll wait till I can actually go out of the house on a regular basis before I want to waste the hair dye. All right.
I'm with you on that, Trent.
You know what I'm saying? At least she gets it.
You gotta get my hair either.
You gotta join the crew. You gotta go for the undercut to the side.
It's been a bangorama.
I had it, kid. I was there.
I was there. I used to have a shaved head up to there and wore nothing but a ponytail, man.
Yeah. Or you know, well, I went for that, but Ingrid told me it looked more like Kaya.
La güera loca.
I wasn't seeing it like that. But Trent, you know, I think you should just bring back the good old fro.
All right, Kyle.
Bring it back.
We gotta do the show, man.
No, this is the show.
I'm thinking about the Germans. Trent, I'm thinking about the Germans.
Listen, Trent, I want you to know something. If I wasn't a part of this podcast and you guys sat here and did this bland, boring review, and I wasn't here to throw everything off the rails, would have never got to Russo's brand. Definitely would have never got to Russo's brand. Why is my cat swatting my Arizona iced tea?
That's enough out of you. All right, let's cut his mic, please. All right, listen. Did the right team win tonight, everybody? The Deaners.
Yes. Go ahead. I told you it was coming. It's like I knew there would be a redeeming moment at some point, and now hopefully this is going on the uprise.
I think so. Bill, what do you got, man? We're Deaners fans. What do you think?
We are. Obviously, they were split apart, quarantine. So them coming back together, I wasn't sure if they'd pull out the win, just kind of being back in there again. But if you look at that tag division, it's pretty even. It's telling you almost anybody can win. Because 1 week, Triple XL wins. 1 week, Fala and TJP win. Scum gets a win. So almost everybody's a contender right now. So it sounds like maybe a nice gauntlet tag coming in the future.
That's not a bad point, Jay. A bad point there. Everyone's it can kind of mess with you too, because everybody's even getting wins, right? So it's like wins are rising up then at that point. If everybody's running even. What do you think, Jay?
It was nice to see him get a solid win. And, you know, it's one thing when you get a win, a one-on-one win. It's like, yeah, it's recognized. You do a couple of them consistently. You can call it a run. But the odds are stacked against you in a match like this. So I got to give some serious props to a team, like you said, that had been quarantined separate from each other. Sometimes you lose that chemistry. You might gain a little ring rust, you know, some would say. But, man, these guys pulled it off. I would hate to call it an upset, but I'm going to call it an upset.
Kill Steel, his name is Wild Bill, not Front Row Bill.
Front Row Legend is what I call him.
Yeah, pause the review. I want to talk to Bill for a second. Sorry. Sorry. Stop the – whoa. Stop the clock. Bill. Yes. Let's talk about – what you and I are going to do together on August 1st. Let's talk about that for a second, because we had this great idea. We talked about it on the watch along, and I know everybody that listens to this show doesn't always catch the watch along. I don't blame you. It's horrendous. I'm never on it, so have that alone. But on August 1st, Bill and I are going to get together. I'm actually going to go out to Philly. That's where Bill's from, in ECW land. And I'm going to get over there, and we are going to. No. That's not it. That's not it. Just Trent, we're doing this thing where I'm going to go out to Philadelphia, and Bill and I are going to go on an adventure, and we're going to try all the Philly cheesesteaks, Trent. All of them. And we're going to make video content for the We Talk Impact channel. It's going to be – get this. This is the best part. The king of the Philly cheesesteak mountain. King of the cheesesteak mountain. Throw Philly out of it. King of the cheesesteak mountain. And Bill, you know, take it over, Bill. Tell me about the Philly cheesesteak. When is the first time you had one, and where is your favorite place
first
to get
one? First time you had one. The guy lives. He's from Philly.
Shut up, Trent. This is my show. Shut up, Bill. Talk.
I'm sure I probably had like a Philly cheesesteak probably about 92. Maybe a little.
I was born in 94, so I wasn't even there in 92.
Because that's when I started going to the previous ECW Eastern Championship Wrestling.
You went to the ECW shows of the ECW that nobody likes or watches? The
original ones, when Terry Funk was there.
See, that just adds to the mystique of Bill even more. This guy's in the front row for all the Impact shows, but you could go back in the VHS rack, and he's a big part of Eastern Championship Wrestling as well.
Yeah, you see Little Bill.
Bill, let me ask you. It was 1992. Were you looking anything like this?
Jiminy Christmas.
Boy.
You know what? I may have had a tail of one of those boys.
I knew it. We got to find that footage. That's what you got.
That's it.
That was the height of fashion back then.
Okay. I am going to walk my broken ass to Philly. That's it, Kalon. Now you did it.
I'm throwing it out there, though. Bill and I, August 1st, we're going to film this cheesesteak video. It's going to be the King of the Cheesesteak Mountain. We're going to put the video on YouTube. And Trent, you could come if you want. Alicia, you could obviously come. You're on the East Coast. Trent's got to buy a plane ticket. J-Bone, you're not invited. You stay home and eat lollipops.
All right, there we go. Good enough. All right. All right. So after this, guys, TJP Fala brawling with Real Scum in the back in the cellar of Skyway Studios. This is kind of place where Kyle the Scumbag would hang out, you know, some basement dwelling nonsense like this. But there was a little cool brawl. I like getting this little brawl from these guys. Obviously, breaking these guys off into a feud. This will be something. I still think both teams overdue for a tag title run in some fashion, but at least we can get them into a story. That'd be nice. There is obviously a story that's been built with these guys. Keep it going. Maybe it's Slammiversary. They link up with something, or the taping's after. So we'll see what happens with this. I'm not totally sure where they're going with it, but we'll find out. Next segment was hilarious, guys. Johnny Swinger, Kyle, this is something you can actually lend some insight to because you actually, you know. And you like Swinger. So Johnny Swinger is walking around backstage planning on how he can sneak into Chris Bay's match. Looking through everybody's luggage, finds a Super Eric costume.
You know, the guy's always going through people's luggage. I mean,
a little creepy.
Shamrock's bag. He took a crap in Ken Shamrock's bag thinking it was Petey Williams' bag. Now he's going through people's luggage. Man, they got to keep Swinger out of the locker room. You got to put your stuff in the locker and lock it.
Well, like you said, he took a shit in Ken Shamrock's bags. All bets are off. Here's a funny thing, though, Alicia. He picks up Super Eric's costume. He's like, horns. I'll save that for the hotel later. And he's just,
you guys swing?
What the fuck did he mean by that?
You guys swing?
Let me ask our resident old perv here, J-Bone. What did he mean by he's gonna save the horns for later in the hotel room? Any insight? What did you do with the horny mask gimmick?
Horny mask?
Yeah, I guess that's the horny mask. Called.
What?
I may have done some strange things. Maybe, you know, smoked certain things way back in the day. Maybe drank a little.
This is the good stuff.
Maybe partook in some hotel.
I have seen that penis.
Whoa!
Some wacky tobacco.
Got a little dark there.
Well, what's scary is when you go to Taco Bell after 2 a.m. and then you combine all of that. That's when the real chaos starts, and that's where it gets really fuzzy. Did it involve a mask with horns on it, guys? I couldn't tell you.
My God. When did we ever tell Nicole she can't come on? I never said that.
You did. I'm going to blame it on you. I never said she couldn't. Why is everybody looking at me?
We need more, Nurse Nicole. No,
see, what Nicole does is she gets in the chat room and she says all this stuff that isn't true every week.
Riles us up. Gets us mad at you, Trent.
She says all the stuff about
this.
This is
terrible. I gave her a great birthday weekend, and she worked 14 hours today, and she's like, I'm really tired. I'm like, all right, get some rest, honey. That's okay. And well, she stayed up just so she could jump in here and just tear me to shreds, you know, like I'm a brick of like cheddar cheese. And she's like,
hold on. Since you put it that way, I like that because I like to tear you apart. As long as she doesn't tear me apart, and I'm cool with it.
She'll get you too. You're not safe. All right, listen. I don't know what she's talking about. She was on the Plus Weekly, though. That's not fair, Nurse Nicole. All right, but listen. As he's going through luggage, he finds suicide. He goes through AC Romero's luggage, and he finds the suicide mask. He's like, uh-huh, and he puts it on, and he kind of There's, you know, getting into it a little bit and just swingers off. A swinger side.
Sue a swinger.
Sue a swinger. Swinger side has been born. And the segment really coming up is fantastic. But
swinger side is a total future legend. Like, yeah, we throw those jokes into this day of people like Relic. I feel like swinger side is going to stick. This is not going to be the first time we see him. He's going to be making appearances.
I think so.
I believe he has a cult classic. Instant cult classic.
Instant classic.
Instantly a cult classic.
We get the moment of the flashback moment. Like, Bill, you watched the flashback. It was it 2010? Am I right on that
2010.
One?
2010. Yeah, 2010 lockdown.
Tara and Angelina versus the beautiful people. And
Madison and Velvet. Yep.
And this is when they turn on Tara on this one. Is that the one where they turned and they when Angelina joined them back? I can't remember what this one was.
No, she didn't join them back. It's when it's like, I guess the singles belt was up for grabs and the tag team belts, and Lacey Von Erich was with the beautiful people.
Gotcha.
And yeah.
Gotcha.
I just want Tara. Like, I was excited to see Tara footage. I haven't seen her in a while.
It's kind of odd. She is almost like a forgotten one from both companies, really. They don't really, never really talk about her. They never really bring her up.
It bums me out. She had the best finishing move, hands down, period.
Widow's Peak. That was a great move. Mm-hmm. Great move. She's really overlooked a lot, man. I don't know why. I don't know why.
If they could bring her back, because I know she retired, didn't she?
Officially retired, yes.
Okay. Well, you know, here's to hoping that for one night only she might make.
It was just last year she was doing a retirement tour, so yeah. It wasn't that
she
long
can still
ago.
Go. She can
People
still
come
go.
Out of retiring. Look at how many times
still
kids come on tour.
Come on.
Look at Terry Funk. Terry Funk's retired 87 times. Yeah, J-Bone's retired several times. Just recently, J-Bone retired. He retired and came back.
Yeah, well, next time you're retiring, J-Bone? Love the show.
No. That was in the private captain's chat. I retired my pimp card, damn it.
Oh, at the pimp card. Sorry.
Jiminy Christmas. Anyways, look, no, fun fact that just reminded me, you're talking about Tara retiring. I saw on Rest in Peace Flow Slam. It was the first House of Hardcore match on there that I was watching on, was it Twitch? It was Twitch or no, Flow Slam or yeah, one of the two, whatever. Anyways, Tara had the retirement match of Milwaukee's own, where I'm from, Candice Michelle.
Mm. I did watch that one.
Fun fact.
Nice. Yeah, she was cool, man. She's cool. She's
thanks,
very
thanks,
forgotten.
Jay. You totally just contributed so much for the podcast. I'm glad you had fun watching that House of Hardcore match. I really do.
Oh, good for you.
House of Hardcore is amazing, though.
I always support Tommy. I'm every Philly show, I'm there.
We love Bill's Tommy.
It's the best venue.
No. You guys have never, ever been to the sports arena here on Long Island.
I've been there.
It's like a laser tag kingdom and a soccer place.
What?
They put on great shows.
TNA played there.
Yeah, Bill's been there. I've been there a bunch of times. It's a great spot.
Interesting. It's a laser tag. So you can watch a wrestling show and then go play laser tag afterwards?
Dude, it's wild. Bill can tell you it's wild. They have
I
one
think
bathroom.
There may have been a soccer game going on while
there
the wrestling
was.
Show
no,
was
no,
going
No, there
on.
Was. And they have one bathroom, and all the wrestlers use the bathroom as well as the fans. So as soon as I get in there, you know, I go to hit the urinal and take a leak, if you will. And guess who's at the urinal next to me? I swear. Guess.
Bobby Lashley?
do I want to answer this?
Oh, yeah, he was on the show.
Dude, that guy is jacked in person.
Did you give him the old...
No. When I said he was huge, I was talking about
trouble.
Oh, no. I didn't look. I didn't look into the urinal. I'm not one of those guys. I just asked him about the barbershop. I did not look down into the urinal. Stop looking at that. That's creepy.
I love how Kyle's a real tough guy behind that microphone, but he gets nervous when he meets these guys in person.
Oh, it's hysterical, dude. It's hysterical. I talk all this crap on the show, and then I go to Melrose Ballroom and meet everybody on stage, including Taya, and I don't have a word to say.
Nothing to say.
Shut right down.
I was going to run. I thought I was going to faint.
She was ready to go one-on-one with you verbally, and you just – claps.
Singing a different song entirely. You know?
You'll be ready for her next time, right?
No. I am. Yeah, no. I'm safe behind my microphone. A little bitch, you know?
She'll forgive you. You bought like all of her releases of her clothing line, so you know.
Yeah, so she doesn't kill me for calling her a scumbag on the show. That was me brown nosing to make it up for.
Yes.
This is definitely Kyle making up for it.
All right, guys, we got a
huge Ty fan, and I am a huge Ty fan. And I'd like to say what happened to Ty on tonight's show was bullshit. Well, you know, that was complete bullshit.
We're backstage here. Ken Shamrock finds his future tag team partner, Sammy Callahan. And he says, if Callahan needs his help, he'll be there. He'll take care of it. Callahan says, I don't need your help. But he does say if they capture the World Tag Team Championships at Slammiversary, he's going to name their team the world's most dangerous tag team. And Shamrock likes the sound of that. So, I don't know. Again, I'm curious where it goes. I need more story out of it. We don't have too much time before Slam. I want to see. I love both of these guys. I'm going to be wrong, but... Phil, what do you think, man? Are you you sold on this team yet? Do you want this team to be the one to take it off the North? What are you thinking on this?
I did not think when they put them together that I thought it was kind of just like more of a filler. Definitely not like a team that would take the titles off the North after this historic run. But I really was digging this promo. I'm liking kind of their back and forth. It kind of gave me vibes of maybe – mid to late 90s, which I'm always a big fan of. It felt like an old WCW promo from back then. And I just like how they're like, it's, you know, they don't like each other, but they have a common goal. So I think they could surprise us. They could surprise us. Crazier things can happen. So, and we just went over how the tag division, it's very even, with the North, obviously way up at top. Like I'm thinking it's more likely a new team that might not even be here. The Thrones, the North, but
interesting.
If not them, why not? Ken and Sammy.
Right. We'll see. I still got to get it on the Rascals, Alicia, though. I need it on the Rascals first. I'm not going to.
They weren't on tonight.
They weren't on at all tonight. Trey was in the video.
Simon Sasha Banks in the chat room says Kyle versus Ty at Slammiversary. Hashtag scumbag versus Wareloka. Are you trying to see me get killed? You trying to see me get put in a wheelchair? Ty would, dude, I'm the scrawny little child. Ty would rip my head off.
It's the truth.
We'll see where it goes. We'll see where
truth
this one
martini
goes.
Right there.
I'm a little snot-nosed bastard. Wife before with me.
All right, so this, all right, knockouts match. This one, listen, I like this one, and everybody knows I'm not this huge Jordynne Grace fan, really. But man, Alicia, I'm gonna go with you. She looked aggressive as fuck.
Oh man, Deonna is bringing it out in her, and I can't wait for that matchup. But yes, tonight's match between Jordynne and Kimber was on fire.
I give the Kimber though too. Kimber was going back and forth there, but man, Jordynne looked super intense today, like way more than that. I don't mind it. I would love this Jordynne Grace. I would love this Jordynne Grace.
It suits her.
J-Bone, got any thoughts on this one?
Oh, I love this one. I couldn't wait because Kimberly's been on a roll lately. You know, yes. with or without help, she's been on a roll. Now, granted, this was a non-title match, and that's fine. That's understandable. But I tell you what, if anything is going to get Kimberly an official contract, it's going to be this match. It's damn it. It is going
to
be.
Oh, they need to sign her.
That match. I mean, if you're not sold on her by now, you know, and doing a little research on her, please, seriously. And
she's incredible.
I paid her $15 on Cameo to tell Trent to get a haircut.
That's true. I mean,
classic.
She definitely told me straight out to get a haircut. I mean, I don't appreciate Kimberly just for that. I was rooting for Jordynne Grace for that one. Kyle, I'd love to see you try to talk shit, but shift your shit talking from Taya to Jordynne now. Let's see if you can do that.
That's horrible. That's a horrible idea, Trent.
Came to Taya. You've spent your entire paycheck on Taya Loca gear. So you've already caved to Taya. Now I'd like you to shift it to Jordynne just see how she, because she's very vocal on Twitter.
I'd love to see her
bad side.
I don't think she'd have any tolerance for the scumbag. I don't think that's
happening. I don't think so either.
Oh, well, Trent, you know her. You know Jordynne personally because you DM'd her that one time and she put you in her book, right?
In the book.
Are you in the book?
I was not in the book. I was not in the book, but I gotta say, one of the best
Williams in the book.
One of the best things I think a wrestler's ever done is take creepy DMs and turn it into a merchandise piece and make money off it. I think that's one of the most brilliant.
Once again, I'd just like to point out, you did that, wrestling fans. The same wrestling fans that I can't stand that ruined wrestling for everybody. You did that, you creeps. You did that.
You creeps.
You did that.
She put out a cool photo shoot with her her husband Jonathan Gresham this weekend, which was awesome too. By the way, they're a pretty good power couple, these two. So definitely support their Patreon and stuff like that. They do some cool shit on the side.
Yeah, too, they had like the low key hitman look going on.
Good,
like,
man.
A 3-piece suit, sunglasses. They looked like detectives. I don't know what was going on, but it was cool.
Who knows? Maybe the new Main Event Mafia.
I should start dressing.
I'd love to see. Give me Gresham and Impact, man. He's just sitting home for Ring of Honor.
Former Suicide.
Played him once, yeah. Right, Bill?
Is Ring of Honor even a thing anymore? I just don't even hear about it. And I'm not being a jerk off. I really don't hear about it. And I used to love it. Like, dude, I have a lot of great memories. I still talk about all the stuff Jimmy Jacobs did. By the way, they should incorporate Jimmy Jacobs into Impact, the same kind of character, because he was amazing in Ring of Honor. I had a lot of good times with Ring of Honor, but I feel like it turned to shit in the past like 6-5 years or so, and I don't hear anything about it anymore.
That's what
who's been in Ring of Honor?
Crushed it, I think.
Who's even in Ring of Honor anymore? I'm sorry.
They had all the Young Bucks and stuff before AEW became a thing, and then after that, it was just like.
I think that's when they lost
the
Bullet their identity.
Club bandwagon.
Because what I feel like they went so hard investing in those guys.
Yeah,
like,
that was the full main event.
They were all part of, like, Ring of Honor was a part of All In. Like, they went really hard investing in those guys, and then out of nowhere
they took their business elsewhere.
Hello, Khan family. Money,
Yeah.
I'd like to hear from people in the chat if you could pull a Ring of Honor talent to bring them to Impact. I'd say Jonathan Gresham.
No, I think that Anthem should just buy Ring of Honor, put Ring of Honor on the video library, and take in their talent and just put them out of the old Yeller style and do it. They're bosses, man. They're a corporation. They own Access TV.
I know they did one explosion match, but I think everyone here we've talked before. Would love to see them boys.
Oh, I'd love it, man.
That's, the other thing. If Ring of Honor doesn't get put out of their misery, old Yeller style in the backyard, the Briscoes are never going to leave. And we know we want to see the Briscoes in Impact. Everybody wants to see the Briscoes.
I love it.
And it's not going to happen until somebody steps up.
Give me the Briscoes. Anyway, let's long into it. We can save that for the open.
I just preached for a wrestling company to go out of business in honor of Impact Wrestling. Scumbag money.
Deonna gets
employment.
Up.
Employment during these times.
Yeah, it's true. Deonna appears on the screen. She's playing some mind games with Jordan, though. Saying, what do you think? I was going to come down there and lower myself. So she's taking, Alicia, she's taking this, like, I'm better than you already thing. And the belt's just a side piece at this point. I just need to embarrass you at this point.
At this point.
So that's what she's going.
It's brilliant.
That's what she's doing. So we'll see where this goes. I don't know, man. I'm with you, Alicia. I'm a little sour on her ever since that interview she gave. I don't know. I'm not sold anymore. Bill, I don't know about you. Get your thought ready on this, too. I'm old.
Oh, no. Zach Bonifer is struck. Continue. I just want to put that out there. I'm going to find out what he did in a second.
I want to know this, though, real quick, before you answer, Alicia. Brocast, is this a Russo listener, another Russo person coming in here?
Oh, so, hold on. Don't jump to that because there's a lot of bros. I'm a bro. You're a bro. That's I think Alicia's a bro. I mean, that's
bro.
Respect here, bro. One of the broski. Broskies,
Don't say
yeah, maybe it's the former Zack Ryder giving us some hints.
Could be.
Hey, I'm a Long Island kid. He's a Long Island kid. I'm for it. For Long Island.
What do we think about Deonna, guys? Are we in with Deonna, or are we a little sour after that?
No, Alicia ruined Deonna for me. I don't want
to say that. I didn't mean to.
Listen, I said last week, I'm still willing to give her a shot, but that's just a crappy thing to say when you're so new to a company.
Exactly.
Like,
bullshit.
And she's in the running for the fucking belt, so what the?
Like,
but Jesus Christ.
Why even give that interview right now? J-Bone? I mean, J-Bone, you've said some stupid shit in your lifetime, but even J-Bone wouldn't say give an interview like that. I mean, come on, Jay. I believe in you a little more. Why even give the interview at this time?
I was just going to comment on Alicia's French. Now you got me all fubuddled, you know.
You know, Jay, guys, it's funny because Jay and Bill on the watch along are on it. You know, he's very on. He's producing the show. He's watching along. Him and Bill having great conversation with everybody. He gets on this and he is 8 lollipops deep. And we don't know what those lollipops are dipped in.
They're CBD lollipops.
I was going to put it out there, but you know. Anyway, in between 15-minute break between shows, we don't know what goes on at the Casa de J-Bone. Some shit happens where he just gets something happens to J-Bone, and he gets on this show and he's loose. He is looser like a pair of shoelaces, man. I mean, this guy is ready to this guy's ready to fly. Zicky Dice, my boy Zicky Dice in the house here.
Oh wow,
no. No, that's not really him. That's got to be somebody with his name. Dude, no way.
I want to know. Hey, dude, wait. I'll test it right now.
Wait a minute.
Shut up. I'll test it right now. If that's Zicky Dice, what kind of food do we go out to eat after the last AAW show? If that's really Zicky Dice.
You hung out with him before, Trent?
You hung out after the last AAW show.
Dude, let me tell you about this. I'm going to be honest. I wouldn't lie. I'm a man of honesty. I didn't know about Zicky Dice, and then I started hearing about him here on this show. People started bringing him up because I said a million times, I'm not watching NWA. I'm not supporting it for the stuff they were doing towards Impact or saying towards Impact. So for that, I wasn't aware of Mr. Zicky. And then I looked around YouTube, Twitter. Bro, this guy's got this show called The Morning Wood on Twitch. It's amazing. No. You know what I like? It's amazing. And I'm looking at this guy. He kind of reminds me of Riff Raff, but he's better, and he's a wrestling
person. Yeah,
and he's got all the weird, colorful, like, 80s, 90s retro stuff that I'm into. This guy is amazing, and he has to come in Impact. He has to.
I love Zicky, dude. This guy.
Guys, that is Zicky Dice.
No, Zicky Dice.
We're getting trolled.
No, it's the verified account. I'm looking at it right now. It's the verified account.
There he is.
Bonifer. This is Zach Bonifer's prank on us.
No way. Anyway, look, Zicky, by the way, support Zicky Dice.
Hashtag Zicky to Impact. Hashtag Zicky to Impact.
He did a commercial for a car dealership, like a car dealership commercial that's straight out of 1983, and it is the funniest shit. Bill, have you seen this? Bill, you
I don't
see
think
it.
I have seen that one.
You need to see it.
Yo. Get Zicky Dice the StreamYard, and if it's really him, have him appear on screen and tell us it's him, because I'm not convinced and I'm not believing it.
Listen, I put it out there to him. If that's Zicky,
I'm a mooch.
What kind of food do we go out to eat at after AAW? He'll tell us.
I'm looking at it. I'm on his Twitch account.
He's on it
right here. I'm looking at it right here, guys.
There you go. Jerry Bones verified. It's him. Anyway, that's great. Zicky, pop in if you want to pop in, man. But all right, guys. After this was the video package setting up the main event of Slamversary. And if this didn't get you more hyped for the main, Bill, I know it's killing you even more that you're not in the front row at this one now. If this didn't get you hyped, you have no pulse.
Oh, yeah. Now, this was one of the greatest packages I've seen in a while. They had everything. They gave you the perspective of everybody in there. I thought the promos they were cutting were great. They were incorporating stuff we've been talking about for Explosion, but even for the main show, stuff from their houses. Yeah. I thought it was very well done. It was a pay-per-view quality production to lead into something already. So I hope they replay that on the Slammiversary.
They should. I think it'll be part of an open or something, no doubt. Yeah. Jay, I know you were hyped on this one too. This was a great, great hype package, man.
Yeah, it was great how they took the time and they showed everyone individually. They showed little highlights while the individuals were talking. Bill and I were talking in the watch along, and he mentioned it was cool that they incorporated at home stuff, you know.
Yes.
Very cool. And they also, man, I don't know about you. I mean, it was, I think we could, you know, pull for anyone at this point after that promo package. Eddie looked great talking about his past run, what he was before, what he's been, how he's evolved over the last couple of years. Ace Austin certainly has an ace up his sleeve with, you know, a big guy in his corner, Mr. Madman Fulton. Mm-hmm. But guys, Trey, my goodness.
Trey stole it, no doubt.
Absolutely.
Trey, I think, has maybe been spending a little less time in the wacky treehouse, if you will. And that or he got a strain of something. Jiminy Christmas. Nah. I mean, he was on fire.
Oh yeah.
Because you want to know the conversation that I want to have right now.
Absolutely. We saw a different side of him because, you know, up until this point, I really just thought of him as like kind of like a goofy character. I mean, a great wrestler in ring, a fantastic high-flying cruiserweight guy. But I always thought of him as kind of a goofy character. I really never saw him coming out of the treehouse and showing this different personality. Then, like, you know, you see him on Twitter. This guy's always rapping and stuff. He's from the streets, dude. He's a street kid, you know, and he really, that's what I got from the promo. It was real. It was authentic. It didn't sound like, hey, brother, this weekend, me and you, pal. Like, it was authentic, you know? You know what I mean? It was
real. Felt real.
It was from the heart. So, I
was impressed. Trey
won me over with this one, man.
No doubt. No doubt.
Sure did.
He's promos of his life leading up to Slammiversary. No question. This kid turned it up, man. 100%. And I love it. I think you gave him an ace. You give him the ball. These two have ran with it. Their first main event slot, and they're fucking running with it. That's what you want. If I'm in charge of a company, and I say I'm going to take a chance on you two, and I'm like, here you go. Now you make the best of it. I think these two have completely hit it out of the park. Ace and Trey have 100% delivered since the beginning of all this to now. And we still got another episode left.
Absolutely.
No questions asked. This has been fantastic. So I'm very, very proud of him, man. I think he did a really good job. At this point, it even furthered it for me. I don't know who's gonna walk out with that title then. Now I'm like, dude, it could be fucking
true. I don't know.
So we'll see, man. I'm hyped for it. We'll see what happens, guys. 11 days, right? We got 11 days away, or what are we at now?
Yes.
11 days, Jay.
11 days.
Trent, the broadcast are actually two here. Bros from Australia. So shout out to our friends and listeners over there in Australia.
Guys, we got people from Australia, Germany, England in this chat today. Anybody Dubai, else?
Trent, there's people
Thank
listening
you,
to us in Dubai.
Dubai. I forgot to mention that. Guys, we charted
Uganda.
The iTunes charts in Dubai last week at number 31 sports charts in Dubai, in the United Arab Emirates.
Hey, yeah, I know that we... Oh, God.
Speaking of Dubai... Where the fuck did this come from?
Speaking of Dubai, this is from
that's a Tessa Blanchard shirt winner right there.
Trent Keem?
This is from
Dubai. This is from someone that hit me up that I hadn't talked to.
Are you kidding?
I felt a little bad. Someone hit me up. I hadn't talked to this guy, Eddie, for a couple years, and he hit me up. We had a nice long chat today, and we talked about our show, and he's like, oh, I love Russo's brand over here. So guys, this is love from Dubai.
He did this?
Yes, this is from Eddie in Dubai.
Wait a second. You're telling me that I threw that out there before and somebody in Dubai edited a picture of Trent?
That means he was listening live. Yeah.
Get those stamps ready.
Why do they all use the same photo of me?
But at least this time they didn't put your beard in your chest. Your head in your chest.
Yeah.
Guys, there are tons of pictures of me online. The band, everything, there's a ton.
But for some
twisted reason,
my favorite one, these lunatics keep using that photo. Trent, sorry to do this to you. I'm not going to show it. I'm just going to describe it. My favorite one, Zach made one and put you in a thong, and you were totally like,
Was it Gigi Allen's body?
It was amazing. It was fantastic. You know what I want? I want somebody to make – I want you to take J-Bone's face, and I want you to put him on that Borat picture where he's got the green, like, bikini, you know? That is nice.
Oh, God.
You know, this Miller is still Harris. My favorite I've ever seen.
Who is this?
That's wild.
Oh, God. That's a great one. The Soul Glow.
Soul Glow?
Oh, God. All right. Swingers backstage wearing the Suicide costume just strutting through. I love this, guys. Willie Mack stops him and he's like, hey, Suicide, what's up, man? I used to love playing you in the video game. Your finisher was the shit. And he's like... Swinger is acting like, you know, like miming everything.
Hey, you know what? Maybe people do like that video game. Maybe I was a little nasty about it.
I love that video game. I love it. Anyway, so he's hilarious. Like the way Swinger's reacting.
Oh, there's Ingrid again. Anyway, that's her catchphrase. That's her chat room catchphrase. Whenever we go off the rails,
make it a t-shirt.
Anyway.
Make it a t-shirt.
How about this? Ingrid, I invite you to come on the show. next week. You want to come on Tuesday? You want to say this stuff to my face through the internet?
Oh, shit.
You could come on the show and you could help steer the ship. How about that? How about that? We have two female voices on the show. Three, actually. I forgot about you, Jay. I didn't mean to.
Oh, my God. So he's like, you got that secret handshake, man? So he does some funny handshake. So Willie clearly knows it's Johnny. Dude's wearing sunglasses, fanny pack on the suicide thing, chest open. And he's like, hey, don't forget about that match later. And he's like, what? What the fuck? So he's all nervous and shit. I thought,
you guys swing?
Hilarious. Johnny Swinger, hilarious in everything he does. But the best part of it, though, Bill, you catch this part. Where the hell did Kyle go? The best part of it. Oh, who did we lose?
We lost Alicia.
The best part of the whole thing was like, what's that guy's name? They used to buy that old creepy old man. He goes, no, not J-Bone. That creepy old man used to hang around me all the time. He's like, what was his name again? And he's like, Johnny Swinger. He's 44. Kayfabe.
Oh, Alicia, where'd you go?
Who is this?
Thunderstorm knocked me out. Sorry, guys.
Somebody cut her mic. Literally. Cut Somebody her feet. Everything.
Cut my connection. Everything. I had to go bye-bye for a minute.
Mother Nature cut her mic.
Mother Nature told me to shut up about Deanna.
I guess so. She
can't talk about Deanna.
Can't do it.
I didn't think that was possible. But.
Now that you mention it.
That's a perfect segue, Kyle. Leads you right into locker room talk. Well, we had a brawl going on in locker room talk. So Madison Rain is her own guest on locker room talk this week. Bill, this was great. Just talking to herself. I think this was fun.
Fantastic.
Fantastic.
Went over all the highlights. It was, there's only one person she could interview.
My favorite episodes of the Jerry Springer Show are when they end in a complete brawl. And this is reminiscent of that.
100%.
No control. Even the camera fell down at the end.
The best part is when Madison lays down and toss the segment out while everyone's fighting. Like you see feet shuffling in the background.
Yeah, that's fighting on the couches and she's just sitting there.
Yeah, that's what Jerry Springer would do.
It's a good point, guys. It's very Springer-like. It was
good.
Fantastic. Dude, I love the Jerry Springer Show. For the record, I have this app on Roku. I'm not kidding. It's called Nosy. It's free. Everybody has to download it. It's just if you're just a piece of human trash like me, you get but it's not just the Springer Show, Trent. It's the classic Springer Show. It's the early 90s episodes. Boy, it's a hoot.
The good stuff.
That's a two-hour TV Springer.
Listen. No, I just saw an episode yesterday where Jerry saves a 600-pound man. Like, he kicks the door down. They actually have to cut a hole in the wall to get this guy out of the house, and Jerry saved him, but actually, the guy died like before the episode aired, but Jesus. Jerry did attempt to save him.
I actually went to a taping of the Springer Show in 1999.
Really? Ooh. That's amazing.
I was in kindergarten.
Prime Springer years.
It was taping in Chicago back then, and I went to it. It was awesome. And it was it was like Wild Teens or some of that, you know, like some wacky shit like that. Which are like the best episodes to go to.
Yes.
Yeah. And you know, I don't want to get any Jerry Springer hate from the audience because when you think about it, you know, without the Jerry Springer Show, you would have never got the Attitude Era. You know what I mean? Because one man saw the Springer Show in a combination of the Howard Stern Show.
Hey, Vince Russo, how you doing?
How you doing?
I wouldn't have got into wrestling if I didn't see how trashy and gritty it was as a small child.
Hey, Vince Russo, how you doing?
How you doing?
Never gets old.
You gotta throw your head back. How you doing?
Kira and Tasha come in, are ripping on Madison about like, what are you interviewing yourself, you bum? Nevaeh and Jessica have it come in. Jessica looks at Madison. She's like, look, you deserve this for what you created. You deserve all this shit. And then Kira gets pissed. Like, nobody created me. She literally is like a 22-year-old, just like shithead Gen Z, like full of piss and rage, like just angry at everything. It basically sounds like Kyle. So she starts going at it. They start brawling. Again, another seed planted, Alicia, for the Knockouts tag team. Another one right here.
Everybody's teamed up. How many singles wrestlers there other than Jordan and Deonna? Like,
it's true. I don't know how
who's running for the main belt other than those two. So if we're not getting those, like, what are you doing? What are you playing with my emotions?
There's a lot of speculation online about the beautiful people reuniting.
Oh, please don't.
What are you hating on?
Wait a minute. Let's hear about this. Oh, I'd like to know why.
No, it's
classic, well-received stables and impact.
I know. God, I knew that was. I'm sorry.
Let's have this. Let's have this conversation.
Well, no, it's not that I
have. Because you want to know the conversation that I want to have right now?
Placement. Talk to me, because I love the beautiful people, and I want to know.
No, I do too. I mean, they're the biggest staple of the women's roster since the beginning of the knockouts. I mean, when you think of that era, even now, you think of the beautiful people. They're great. They're wonderful. But kind of surpassed that.
Well, it's the nostalgia thing, man. I went to 7-Eleven the other day and they had a pack of Dunkaroos on the counter. People love nostalgia.
I'd rather see Taylor Wilde or something. I'm sorry. Okay. I'm sorry. Hey, no, like, again, not knocking them. I didn't make a face to be like, oh, F those girls because they're whatever. Total respect and love for them, totally, but not my cup of tea.
You know, Alicia, I got to say, though, don't take this the wrong way. Don't take this as offense. I have this issue with you on the show where you have a case of what I like to call RBF. It stands for resting bitch face. And sometimes you have it. But it's sometimes no, but the thing is it's thing where she's not actually angry and she's not actually poo-pooing.
It's just my face. Okay. I take great pride in that resting bitch face. You got call it what it is. It's my resting cunt face. There you go.
Hey, you went there. I did it. You said that.
Ain't scared of it.
Bill's never coming back to this
when
show.
We just got thrown off the brand. From the lady. From the sweet lady.
Looking at me now.
Flower got us shut down.
Yo. This is the Scumbag Show. See you next Tuesday all you want. That's fine.
Ingrid could whoop my ass. Did you see her comment?
Oh, shit.
Yes.
Holy shit. We got a challenge here.
Ingrid, don't take it the wrong way. I'm sorry. Sorry. We can't all be super stands.
Damn minute.
Somebody cut her mic.
Holy shit.
Cut her mic, Fred.
I'm worried. She's going to smoke my ass.
You just got a public challenge to a fight on the show.
I'll take her.
Tuesday on TNI. Ingrid's coming on. She didn't accept or decline, but just like I told Bill.
It's for kids. For kids.
I'll take it. It's for charity.
It's for charity, it is.
It's the opposite of a kid's show.
Oh, God.
We might see the queen of TNI on Slammiversary, folks.
Oh my God!
No, all right.
Before you came on my show and just dropped your trousers and took a dump on my floor by dropping the floor, I thought you were an upstanding citizen.
I'm an upstanding citizen.
I'm a scumbag too, huh?
Hey, I got a week returning.
They are.
What a scumbag!
Chad has gone wild with this one. All right, listen.
Sorry, I'm just not a super stan.
This is unbelievable.
They want to see Alicia versus.
They're wonderful.
All right, now listen. J-Boy, I sent you something to pull up for the next segment. It was Hernandez collecting some more money doing his arm wrestling deal. And then Rhino walks in, and he's like, sits down, challenges, and they lock up into that epic arm wrestling pose. But J-Bone, can you pull up what I just sent you? It reminded me so much of a certain meme from a movie. J-Bone, you want to get that up here?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Looks exactly.
Oh no, not that one. Sorry.
No, it's not Mr. Clean. Damn it, get your.
Look at this. This is fantastic. Yeah, Kyle, get your hands off. Cut your hands at this.
Look at this.
The classic Carl Weathers and Arnold Schwarzenegger bicep
hand.
You son of a bitch! And he just fucking epic. Literally reminded me. Can somebody meme the shot of Hernandez and Rhino and that for me, please? I need to get that out on social media. That was fantastic. I loved that. So and it just said to be continued. So I have a feeling this is going to continue on until Slamversary. They're going to be like,
yeah, I want weeks of this.
Just weeks of the best.
It better.
I really hope it goes on for weeks. I really, really
do. That's right, Hakeem Fullerton. That's right.
I've got too much opinion. Sorry, guys. Again, I don't mean to be a biatch, but...
They get
opinions.
You know what, though? That's
you're either all for them or you're all against them.
No, I like that Alicia says what she feels. She doesn't care who or what anybody thinks. She says what's on her mind, and that's what this is about. This is great. Hey, Russo's brand is a free speech network. I don't think he's going to be mad that you see you next Tuesday on our show. I think it's
no.
Came from the lady. So
the lady said it. Not it.
Yeah. There you go. Say whatever she wants. Free speech on the TNI show.
Swinger side taking on Willie Mack for the X Division Championship.
Jiminy Christmas.
This didn't last too long, guys. This was a squash.
But it was fantastic.
It was great, though. Swinger looking. Yeah, he was giving the finger guns. It was basically like if my uncle played, if I told my uncle to go out there and be a wrestler, it's what my uncle would be, yeah, cool guy in a mask. Literally what it was.
Creepy guy that's just like, well, he's not creepy, he's a cool guy, but he does this creepy thing where he's just like, after everything he says, he winks and hits you with it. And I was just like, why are you doing that? Why you got to solidify everything you say with
people? What is that? Easy work out of it. Willie takes the win on this one. Retains. Gabby Loren, Ingrid. Gabby Loren. No, I'm not going to say Gabby. I'm going to mess with her and call her
she
Gabby.
She has a nickname.
No.
Huh? She has a new name.
Make sure Alicia doesn't give her the nickname.
My God. But I call Gabby Loren to piss off Alicia. It's GMO.
No, I'm not a terrible person.
Who's a terrible person?
I'm not.
No, I said make sure Alicia doesn't pick out the nickname.
What are you talking about?
You're just dumb.
You didn't hear the nickname for Gia Miller? Mean Gia Miller.
Oh, me and Gia Miller. Yeah, no, I was getting to it.
I was joking that Alicia was going to call her a C word. You know, that was
my God.
Why would I do that? What the hell did Gia do?
Because you're the C word girl now.
I'm not calling women guns. I'm claiming guns.
That's your thing now. We're going to have t-shirts with that word on it. That's your catchphrase.
Cupcake.
I'm trying to set up a bid here by purposely calling her Gabby Loren to piss off Ingrid, and I was going into the whole mean Gia Miller thing, you know. But you screwed that up for me, Kyle.
You stick to what you do. I stick to what I do.
I like mean Gia Miller because she's great. She's new, but I'm really into her.
I loved it. Mean Gia Miller with Tommy Dreamer. did you guys catch that he? What did he call his legal firm, Bill? Did you catch this? It was Heyman and something.
He did throw a he did throw a Heyman. I didn't get the first name, but he did throw a little Heyman jab.
Slick.
Yeah, Slick. I think it was a Slick something slick, Heyman.
Something Heyman, yeah.
Slick Heyman and something. I was Slick Heyman and like Shifty or something like that have advised me. They talk to like make the stage. Like, he gives like a mock apology about saying, you know, about shit he said about Moose. And then Dreamer informed Moose comes in all pissy and he tells Moose that the TNA Championship Committee has made him number one contender for the TNA World Heavyweight Championship. And he's like, I just got a phone with the Championship Committee. And Moose is like, Dreamer, you're an idiot. There is no TNA Championship Committee. And he's like, yes, just like there's no TNA.
That's it.
Yeah, just like there's no TNA Heavyweight
Dickie Dickie Heyman.
Tricky Dicky Haven.
I love the flat earther talk. That was what got me.
That was good.
That was funny. That's
we don't know it's not flat.
There's no proof that it's round.
He legit is a flat earther.
Is he? Oh, ooh.
From what I understand, he's a flat earther.
All right. I've already said enough terrible things. I don't want to. Moving on.
Hold on a second. Butters 520 says Conan said on the Keeping It 100 podcast, which is awesome. Follow Conan's Keeping It 100 podcast if you haven't heard it. Apparently, Conan said on the show that the roster disagrees with Moose that he could beat up Floyd Mayweather and he gets shoot mad. Does Moose really think he could beat up Floyd Mayweather? Like that's a thing.
I understand.
I think he's just doing a bit.
They do dog him with the flat Earth thing, and then the Mayweather stuff. They just mess with him constantly. So I don't know. It's a shoot. It's a shoot, brother.
That's a stupid conspiracy theory. That's not a real thing. Like Ringo dying and getting replaced. That's a stupid.
It's not Ringo, you moron. It's Paul. What do you?
Everybody knows it was Ringo. Everybody knows it was Ringo. You don't know your Beatles, Trent. Unbelievable. Huh? You don't know your Beatles.
Stick to the Mac Miller.
Sunshine of Your Love, that was the best song. You know, you don't know your Beatles.
What do we do? Now I really have to cut your mic.
What?
Unbelievable. JJ, are you hearing this?
Oh, Ringo's birthday.
Ringo's birthday, of all things. Ringo's birthday, you're insulting me.
So, did you hear what Bob the Puppet said about the Beatles on the watch log? He said the Beatles are overrated and they were a bunch of British guys high on acid, and I can't really disagree with that. Playing stuff backwards, all this weird stuff going on.
That Bob the Puppet, man, it's harsh, man. I don't know how the hell he got on. He hacked our shit. He hacked our shit harder than ICU did.
You know what's funny? Paul Nelson says, "What are you drinking, Wild Bill?" You know, I've seen at conventions, there's a truck. Trent, you've probably seen this. It's called Wild Bill Soda Factory.
Yes.
Bill has to do with that, I think. You get the cup. Bill's involved.
Fairs?
Yeah. I got a lot of friends that are involved in that company. I think Bill's got something to do with it.
Well, I like this. The 1-900 Mean GM Miller. That was a lot. I was trying to set up this bit. You guys fucking ruined it for me. Now I even think I'm a moron. You know, like the bit was gonna be Gabby Loren. No,
Mean Trent, you have to remember that you're the zookeeper. You're not one of the zoo animals. I'm the zoo animal. You're the zookeeper. You just gotta be straight man, and you know.
I gotta try to keep it somehow, but I can't even do that. All right, main event. Let's get it wrapping here. The main event, guys. Josh Alexander, Ethan Page in his court, taking on Sami Callihan, who looked badass in that new fresh gear he's got. Some sweet-ass fresh gear, which I like. I know Bill's digging it. Bill's a vest guy, too. Kyle, you're dogging me for having this cool vest I got today. You know, people are vest guys. Look at Sammy. He looks cool in that vest.
No, it's just that all I was saying was that all that's missing are the assless chaps. That's all I was trying to say.
I was not wearing pants at all during that thing.
Oh.
That's the heavy assless chaps.
You guys can't stop. It was all from here up.
Snow Pants Tuesday. No.
Hey, we're hitting an hour and 20 minutes. Let's wrap this up.
All right, Russo is not going to be happy with this. I think we gave him 2 hours on the debut. And he didn't complain, though.
God. Yeah, he didn't say nothing. Hey, the people liked it. Got a lot of views.
We got to wrap it up as we wander into another ring. Oh, that reminds me of this.
This is a bunch of crap. This just sucks.
That sums it up right there. These two guys, I can't remember, Bill, you've probably been there for, have they ever had a singles in Impact yet? Because I've seen them have it at AEW. I don't think they've had it at Impact, Josh and Sammy.
It may have been on a one night only. Okay. They may have had a one night only match, but I don't think on TV or like an explode. Like, I don't think any of those type of things, but maybe a one night only, but definitely nothing really promoted other than, like, obviously – mainly on the indies, some very good matches in the past.
Now, this match was pretty awesome. If this is a little taste of what we're going to get, this anniversary, I'm in on this. Alicia, what do you think? This was good.
I'm sold. I'm absolutely sold.
I wouldn't mind these two going off into a one-on-one, though, Jay. I don't know, man. Like, this could be a great one-on-one feud down the line, too. Like, these guys got some chemistry. At least I've seen it a couple years ago. It's been a bit since I've seen them go at it, but this was good, man.
That cage match they had a few years ago before Josh Alexander joined Impact Wrestling. In fact, it was right before he did. Bill and I were talking about this. What show was that again? Do you remember?
Destiny. It was Destiny up in Mississauga.
There we go. Oh, okay. So they just confirmed that too. Yeah, they had a cage match in Destiny Wrestling.
And that cat, I mean, that really brought a lot of eyes to Josh Alexander. Made me a fan because, and that was also when Sammy really burst back on the indie scene at the same time. I think he had just joined Impact, if my timing's correct on that one. Yeah.
I had no idea they had that cage match. Might be on Impact Plus. Isn't Destiny stuff on Impact Plus? Am I wrong? I know A1 stuff is now.
Yeah, dude, somebody mentioned to me, I saw it on my Twitter feed. Apparently there's like a whole nother series going on Impact Plus that we don't know about, more of a reality-based show.
Yeah. Where is it?
Now I'm pulling a Trent and being fail Kyle, but while you guys continue, I'm going to find out what this is because I'm
find
just like,
out.
You know, the reason I'm bringing it up is because we do the Impact Plus weekly, and apparently we're not bringing this up, and I feel like we should.
Do you do the Impact Plus weekly?
No. I created
this wee shit. You got a frog in your pocket?
Hold on. Wait a minute. I built the boat. Trent steers the boat, and I get drunk in the cabin. Trent drives the boat, and I get drunk in the cabin.
J-Ball, remind me. I might be forgetting something. With the gray hair and all, when was the last time Kyle joined us on the Impact Plus Weekly? I seem to be forgetting. Bill's been on more of them now.
It's Bill's show now. I'm Main Event Scum. I'm here on TNI Tuesdays. They come to see me. Trent, you guys were low on viewership, and as soon as I came in on our screen, we went up a solid 30 numbers. Like, come on.
Let me tell you what happened. We get on Russo's brand now. And this is like he's like I'm just gonna show up for the flagship show and you guys can take the rest.
That was always the plan. Once we got somewhere, I was like, I'm never gonna lift a finger in any other aspect ever again. And now we're here. Welcome. And I wanted to also point this out. I forgot to point this out last week before we go home. People complain that I come on the show and I throw things off the rails. I would just like to let it be known that
hold on.
Last week during the Impact show. On Impact's watch along, not yours, because that's how horrible I am. I'll go in Ethan Page's watch along. I'll go in the official Impact watch along, and I'll stay out of yours. But anyway, I'm bringing it up because I went in there and I asked Melissa Santos, "Hey, Melissa, Biggie or Tupac?" And she actually read the question live, and she answered, and she said why she likes Tupac more. But the problem was the comments started popping up. I saw it in real time. They're like, hey, get back to the wrestling. It's like I was able to infiltrate their official stream and throw things off the rails and get her to talk about Big. That's pretty
genius.
Miraculous. Yeah, it's pretty miraculous. I'm here to just ruin wrestling because you're all a bunch of nerds that live in this bubble. You don't talk about other things, and I'm here to just, piss on that.
To put a bow on this one, there was a little interference from Ethan Page, and Ken Shamrock comes down, even though Sammy told him not to, still comes down, helps him out. Sammy gets the win with the Cactus Special, and that's interesting. So then we go off the air, those two facing off, Sammy and Shamrock, still not totally friends, but that's the end of it. But we had a little something after the show. J-Bone, let you talk about it. We had another teaser after the show. Set up the teaser we got with our news buddy. What was it? our newscaster? Set it up over here.
John Burton,
the newscaster. Let's talk about it. Set it up.
We finally got his name right. We got to get him on here sometime. So the promo has now three individuals with three glasses. One of the last ones was one individual filling three glasses, and that kind of led to this. So now we're getting three individuals, what I am guessing are champs returning. Now, I don't know if this is necessarily these three are coming together. I mean, it kind of looks like that. Mm-hmm. So if like they're all going to come and as a faction, or if they're showing up separately, that's where I'm kind of, thrown off here. But they also, Here's the thing, and I need to watch this back. We'll cover it more.
Hey, the show's called Learn the Ropes. It's in the original section. We're going to cover that on the Impact Plus weekly this weekend.
Well, there you go. Thank you, Kalon. All right. So they started showing some individuals in this promo package that they had not shown before. Okay? They showed...
This is interesting.
They showed Amazing Red was one of them.
Yes.
They showed Sting a lot more. They showed Kurt Angle a lot more. Very interesting. They showed all the ones they showed before. If I'm missing someone, let me know. I know they showed a lot more stuff. Something about a different flag that they showed.
Japanese flag.
That's interesting. Does that mean? I mean, I don't know what that means.
They showed Alicia's favorite tag team.
Oh, yeah, the beautiful people were in there too. Helms was in there too. Interesting, guys. A lot.
So if you, Alicia, if you actually get the invite from Ingrid to go to Slammiversary, beautiful people might actually be there to kick your ass.
Yeah.
Maybe. Look, it's been great having you on. We love you. Rest in peace.
I'll take them all. Watch.
Alicia be cunty.
Oh, my. Apparently. God.
Not my mic.
Don't say you're not a fan of them because someone called me Cruella DeVille in the chat earlier, and it's how do you go from saying you're not that big of a fan of the beautiful people to skinning puppies for a coat? That's such a jump off. I'm just not a big stan. I love them. They're great, but.
You guys are giving her a hard time for this.
You're busting my balls.
Busting her balls bad. All right.
I love when the Daria picture just takes over.
It just takes over.
That was the show, guys. July 7th. We finished right around next
a minute right after 2 hours.
Forgot about
Thanks
that.
Thanks for hanging in there, guys.
We only went an hour and a half. That was it, though, guys. July 7th. We got 11 days till Slammiversary. The merchandise is out. The Slammiversary T-shirts. Tell them to make face masks out of the old Tesla T-shirts, and then. You know, might put those to use or something, man. Because we got. But anyway, get your merchandise at
Shop Impact. Face mask. Wear your mask, Austin Aries.
Austin Aries, wear your mask.
He loves his mask, but he's on my show.
Loki one there too.
He loves it. Yeah, he loves it.
But we also got. Let's see what else, guys. Impact Plus. Don't forget to subscribe to Impact Plus. Get caught up before Slam. And hey, listen, a lot going on. We got 11 mere days left. That's it. Fight TV's got it. Order on Fight TV. We're gonna be doing a review right after the show that Saturday night. So be here with us. We'll give you more information as that comes along, though. But that'll do it, guys. That's the show. Let's get the plugs in here, man. Let's get that going. Look at that KL for champ. You modified your
I'm over. Trent, I'm over. I'm the star.
That's awesome. I love on the bottom of that it says, don't worry, I'm rich.
Don't worry, I'm scummy.
Trent. Yes. Trent, poking you.
What's up?
Private chat. Wink, wink. Hint, hint.
Oh, that's right. Okay, we'll get that. Thank you very much for that reminder. I'm going to get that in the plugs in a second. Okay. Sounds good. Let's get those plugs. J-Bone, where can people find you on your, when you want to talk other stuff, your other podcasts, where can they find you, connect with you?
You can follow me on that other little podcast called Smash This Podcast on YouTube, where we talk all things wrestling. We talk a little rock and roll, a little rock and wrestling. You could go follow me over there. I've been doing that for a few years strong, just trying to grow the brand, folks. You can also find Smash This Podcast also on the Twitter box, Facebook, and the Instagram. You can find me personally over on the Twitter box at jaybone5150. That's jaybone 5150.
Very nice. Alicia, where can people connect with you?
You can find me on Instagram and Twitter under the handle Alicia B. Cakey, all one word.
There you go there. Bill, the legend himself, where can people connect with you and finally put a, now they got a face to the name and or a name to the face, I should say.
OnlyFans.com/WildBill.
I don't want to know what goes on there.
It's Bill and the merchandise. It's all of his merchandise.
Hey, make it in the Impact gear.
All the right back gear.
What if it pays the bills, I can't be against it. But best place is Twitter, at my name, at William M. So William, another M, Gardner, Gardner.
There you go, guys. Connect with Bill. We've turned him into a social media guy. He really wasn't before all this hype here.
And I love how, you know, he just only tweets for the T and I show. Like, what a guy. He doesn't tell us his political opinions. He doesn't toxic tweet. He just says, hey, listen to T and I. What a good dude, Bill.
Oral Static, thank you for ordering a shirt over the sale weekend. Anybody who bought a shirt over the Pro Wrestling Tees 4th of July weekend, let us know. You can come on and be a guest on the Throwback or the Impact Plus Weekly Show.
Oh, yes, children. Give us money to come on the show. And while you're there, make sure you subscribe to Russo's brand, children. Oh, yes.
Link's at the bottom, guys. Get your subs into Russo's brand. Yes. Link is at the bottom.
How much is that Russo's brand subscription?
$5. No, $3.99. It's $4 a month. That's it. $4 for the standard. And then Patreon is more for bonus shows, but $4 a month. You can't beat it. Get Russo's brand. Go to russosbrand.com. Subscribe. Tell Uncle Vince, you like what we're doing for the brand as well, and they want more out of us. So we'll do that. Guys, Let's see, Kyle, we're going to connect with you. Your handle's right there. Look at that.
I am the Twitch king. I just said Twitch. See, I just fucked that up. I'm the Twitter king, KL on the mic, but I will be the Twitch
Klon
king.
On the mic.
Oh, this stuff in the works for Twitch.
On the mic. That.
There oh, we go. Yeah. Right. Oh, yes. But yeah, KL on the mic, not Klon, not Kalon. KL on the mic. Hit me up on the Twitter sphere there. I'm always ripping on these guys, tweeting funny stuff out. Come on,
very
guys.
Nice. Very nice. Guys, you can connect with me. Just go to the band stuff, hammymusic.com, hammymusic on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Get a t-shirt, support the band. That's the best way to support us. Also, speaking of t-shirts, prowrestlingtees.com/totalnonstopimpact. We got three designs. A new one is going in tomorrow. I got it from Jay today. It's going in tomorrow. Should be up by the end of the week. That'll be up there as well. Connect with the show at We Talk Impact.
Trent, hey, fail Trent.
Don't ever cut off my plugs Russo's again, please. I'm in a zone here.
Russo's brand is $4.95 a month, moron. You said it was $5. It's $4.90. Then you said it was $3.99.
I thought Russo's brand
is $4.95.
Whatever it is. I don't even I just pay it blindly. I don't know.
Yeah, because you're, you know.
That's $4. I'm in a groove of plugging our stuff. Could you not cut me off next time?
Oh, you love the plugs, and you get in this weird like plug mode on every show we do. So I take
that's pride. How people follow us. We Talk Impact, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, guys. Don't forget, we do other shows on this network as well. TNA, NWA TNA Throwback, every Throwback Thursday, we jump on there. We are going to be doing episode number 32. So if you have Impact Plus, check out number 32. Watch it. We review every show, reliving the NWA TNA years. And if, like I said, if you bought a t-shirt, you can come on with us, be a guest host. Jay Bone, myself, and Bill will be on. Bill, are you going to join us this week again? Can I get you on this week? All right, Bill's going to be there watching number 32 with us.
I'll be there.
Yeah, that's right. I'll believe
it. Well, will Bob be there? We want Bob the Puppet.
Yeah, Bob the Puppet.
I'll be there.
Sunday nights, guys, the Impact Plus Weekly. We talk about Explosion. We do an open forum, kind of chat around topics of the week. Talk Slammiversary. Whatever you want to talk about, we'll talk about it on Sunday nights. Kind of a late night Sunday night show. Don't forget, we got Bison on here. Bison from TNI UK does a bunch of interviews, and Bison talks Impact. So there's a lot of Bison talks Impact. Yes, he has a Jake Crist interview up right now. So listen to Jake Crist. Little special cameo by Nevaeh at the end of that interview. So check that out.
He gets all the good
interviews.
You know, where is he getting these? How come we're on Russo's brand and we're not getting one of the Chris brothers on with Nevaeh in the background? Why did Tyson get that?
Are you trying to get him?
Ask.
I think you have to ask them, actually. You
know? I personally have my own theory that Bison is like attacking these people and faxing them and like, you know, sending them postcards in the mail, knocking on their door dressed up like a Girl Scout. But
he's getting all the good interviews. Yeah, seriously,
he's asking for them. That's how it works.
It's our channel, so I appreciate that. Everybody
somehow I now know what Zach's going to create next.
Yes. Okay. Bison's a delight.
Shout out to Bison. Bison is not a C word. He's a good guy.
He's a delight. He's a D word.
What are you going to say, Jay? Give it to Jay.
He's one of the hardest working people on this brand. I'll say this, but I hope to God we never see Bison in a Girl Scout.
Thank you. Please, I'm sure he seconds that sentiment.
All right,
guys.
It's been a bangorama.
Sure, certainly has. Follow us, guys, on Twitch, twitch.tv/totalnonstopimpact. Show some love for us there. Also, support our behind-the-scenes Twitch guy, Skull17 on Twitch, twitch.tv/Skull17. That's Brian. He's helping us out a lot, trying to get our Twitch numbers up and up and up. Huh? So he's doing a lot of work for us. Jaybone, what do you say? We got how many more followers on Twitch today? Just today alone?
Between 20 to 30. We had our most for an absolute train wreck of a cast. No offense, Impact. The feed was all jacked up. But we had like between 20 to 30 more followers, our record watch along tonight. So thank you, everyone who
gave us a follow,
watched along tonight. We had over 100 people watching. That's a record. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Twitch is growing, man. So definitely thank you all for that. All right, guys. That's going to do it for us. We'll see you Thursday night. NWA TNA number 32. Get on your Impact Plus. Watch it. We'll be here to review it. What's up, guys?
And I'm just ending it right, man. Don't forget to subscribe to Russo's brand, $4.95 a month. Great shows such as Castrating the Marks. That's my personal favorite. You've got That's Life. You've got all the reviews, Raw, SmackDown, whatever you're into, if you like to suffer. You get to suffer with Vince, and he makes it entertaining. It's beautiful. I love his reviews.
It is funny.
Good stuff, man. Conspiracy Horseman, get your brand subscription now, $4.95. If you buy it in the next 5 minutes, Trent's going to pay for your first month. He's going to pay for everybody.
J-Bone, cute.
Hey, Vince Russo, how you doing?
And on that note, we're out of here.
We're out, everybody. We'll see you Thursday night. Good night, everybody. Thanks for joining us.
Find me the name of this garbage show again that I'm on.
Total Nonstop Impact.
My name's John, capital letter E, period, Bravo. And you're listening to the Total Nonstop Impact Podcast.
This is the Jawjacking Tuesday Night Impact. And his mother called him son because he shines like one. Mocha skin manimal. Rohit Raju, and you are watching Total Nonstop Impact.
This is Taya La Huera Loca, and you are listening to Total Nonstop Impact.
The Walking Weapon, Josh Alexander, and you're listening to Total Nonstop Impact.
We are the Rascals, and you are listening to Total
Nonstop
Impact Podcast, baby.
Woo!
And what you're really listening to is Total Nonstop Impact. Don't you dare miss a lesson. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.